starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Lydia, Jenny, is the doctor home? No, no, never mind. Just tell him there's been a bad accident up to the Miller place and he's to get there as soon as he can. Thanks, Lydia. Clay, Jenny, there's been an accident up to the Miller place. No, none of them. A man turned over in his car right outside their driveway. All right, fine. How is he?
He's still unconscious.
Would you like some coffee?
If you've got any. Don't make it fresh on my account.
Oh, plenty left from lunch.
Name's Walton, George Walton, salesman for United Sportswear Company.
I'm sorry to saddle you with a patient, Ellen, but he can't be moved for a few days.
Oh, don't be silly. Is he going to be all right?
Well, that's hard to tell. Head injuries are tricky things. I'll get a portable X-ray machine up here. We'll know a lot more when we've seen some plates.
Don't seem to have no family.
How did the accident happen?
I don't know. Jeff and Porky were playing out in the yard. I was here in the kitchen when I heard a terrific crash. The boys went on ahead, and when I got there, the car was turned over, and this poor man was trapped inside.
No bones broken. Bad gash on the head, but that's the least of it. I think I'd better get a nurse. He'll need pretty constant watching even after he regains consciousness. Matter of fact, that's the most important time.
Why?
Well, sometimes patients with head injuries seem to be getting along fine, then all of a sudden, boom, it flares up. First sign is double vision.
What does that mean?
Pressure on the brain. Remember that if Jeff ever looks like twins.
Thank you. Well, Jeff's all we can handle.
By the way, where is he?
Watching them tow the car away. Oh, here he comes.
Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Doctor.
Porky.
Hello.
Porky, you're wasting away to a shadow.
No, I'm not. Is the man all right?
He will be, I hope. How's Lassie?
She's fine. Gramps?
Huh?
Where's Lassie?
I don't know.
I sent her up in the North Meadow to get you.
Oh, I never saw her. I heard the crash and came down.
Well, let's go look for her. Lassie! Lassie! Not the barn. Here she comes. Come on. Where you been?
Chasing some little old rabbit.
Want to play some more? Mom said not to make any noise. What'll we do?
I don't know.
How about fishing?
Nah.
Well, you think of something. I'm always doing the thinking.
Want to go catch frogs?
What for?
Higgy says there's a guy in Capital City pays 2 cents apiece for frogs.
Well, Higgy's full of hot air.
Did you find Lassie?
Yes.
Jeff, I'm sorry to have to take the room away from you, but your mother tells me she has a surprise for you and you won't mind a bit.
What is it?
I'll tell you later. If he regains consciousness before you get back, I'm to tell him he has a head injury and he's to remain absolutely quiet.
That's right. If he gets thirsty, give him a little water, or just a little.
All right.
So long, fellas.
Bye. Mom, what is it? What's the surprise?
Well, since Mr. Walton's in your room, and since Gramps painted the bed in the spare room this morning, and it's still wet, how would you like to camp out tonight?
Zowie!
You could pitch your tent right here in the yard.
Could I have a campfire?
Small one.
Boy!
What's the matter, Porky?
I gotta go home and sleep in a crummy old bed.
Well, would you like to have me call your mother and see if you can stay over?
Golly, yeah!
All right. And I'm sure she'll let you.
Oh, boy, we get to camp out with a campfire!
Hey!
got to have a rope and a knife and a hatchet and my bow and arrow.
Where are you going, Africa?
Gotta be prepared, Gramps. You can't tell what's liable to happen.
Well, one thing I know will happen, you'll get bit by mosquitoes.
Dad, you're a spoiled sport. Don't pay any attention to him, boys. You might even get raided by Indians. Better put Lassie on guard.
By the way,
where is Lassie?
In the barn.
Did you feed her?
She wasn't hungry. She must have caught a rabbit and ate it.
Better finish up. Here comes the doctor.
Well, I'm not half started.
Evening, Ellen.
Good evening, Doctor.
How are you this evening?
Can you make it?
Yes, thank you. Ellen, this is Miss Collins, Mrs. Miller.
How do you do, Miss Collins? This is my father-in-law, Mr. Miller, my son, Jeff, and his friend, Sylvester, better known as Porky.
How's our patient?
No change when I looked in 10 minutes ago. The nurse will probably need some things in here, so if you gentlemen will finish up.
I'm through.
Your milk.
Let's go.
No dessert?
I'll give you some cookies to take out to the tent.
Come on, we gotta build a fire and stock the tent with provisions.
See, my icebox getting raided tonight.
Wonder where Doc got that nurse.
The hospital, I guess. Why?
No reason.
Now, there must have been a reason, or you wouldn't have asked.
Well, at least she ain't one of them young flibbertigibbets. I can't stand those skinny, pinchy-nosed ones.
Could I have some hot water, please?
Oh, why, sure! Now, don't burn yourself.
Thank you.
It's not cold. I don't know what we need a fire for. Keep the wild animals away. You always gotta have a fire when you're camping out. This isn't like the woods. There's no wild animals. Oh, no? What about the lion that got loose from the circus? What if another one should come snooping around in the middle of the night? Or a rhinoceros, or a snake? You sure we're making the fire big enough? Better go get some more wood from the barn. Hey, it's dark in here. I can't see. Take the lantern.
Hurry up.
Jeff!
What?
Come here! Something's wrong with Lassie! Porky. Mom!
Shh! She's in there with the doctor. The man came too.
Gramps, there's something wrong with Lassie. She keeps turning around in circles and her eyes look funny.
What do you mean she's turning around in circles?
Round, around like this.
You sure she ain't just playing?
No, she was doing it all by herself in the barn. Porky saw her.
Jeff would have said something if she'd been hurt. Oh, here he is.
Mom, something's wrong with Lassie.
What is it, Jeff?
She's dizzy or something. She keeps turning around in circles and her eyes look funny.
Where is she?
In the barn with Porky.
Let's take a look.
Dad.
Yes?
Mr. Walton's car turned over because of Lassie.
What?
She ran out into the road and he swerved to avoid hitting her. But he sure he did hit her. First question he asked was, had he killed the dog?
How did you know it was Lassie?
He said Collie, and she's the only Collie around here. And it happened just after Jeff sent her to get you. It isn't one thing, it's another.
Now, don't go borrowing trouble.
Steady, girl. We're not going to hurt you.
What is it, Doc?
Hard to tell.
Think the car hit her?
What car?
Steady, girl.
Man who had the accident thinks he hit Lassie. Better call Pete Wilson.
What's wrong with her?
I'm not sure, Jeff. Better keep her quiet until Doc Wilson gets here.
Poor Lassie. Gosh, it must be bad if they're calling Doc Wilson.
Yeah.
It's all right, girl. I'm here.
How is she?
Not good. Pupils don't respond to light.
What does that mean?
Possible brain injury. What we've been concerned about with Walton.
Hello. Hello.
The nurse has your x-rays.
Oh, good.
Hello. Hello. I don't know what's taking so long.
You're too impatient. Let me...
Hello. Yeah, this is me. I'm still hanging on. What? Well, when's he due back? All right, Jenny, never mind. Pete's in Capital City, won't be back till morning.
You better come quick. Lassie can't stand up.
Huh? Pretty lucky. No fracture, no concussion. He'll be all right in a day or two.
I'm afraid we're not so lucky with our other patient. Porky just ran in and said she can't stand up.
Did you reach Pete?
No, he's in Capital City.
What's the name of that vet in Creston? Wildman? Wardman?
Jenny will probably know. Do you want me to call him?
Let me take a look first. Have you got a needle or a pin?
Mm-hmm. I'll go with you.
No, you better get some water boiling.
Can't move her legs.
Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Tell her to stand up.
But she can't.
Tell her.
Stand up, Lassie. Stand up.
Now, see if you can get her on her feet.
Up, Lassie. Stand up.
Now, the hind legs.
Stand up, girl. Come on, all the way. Try it.
All right. Jeff, run over to the house and have your mother phone Lovett and Creston. Wait a minute. I need a clean sheet on the kitchen table and have the nurse sterilize my surgical instruments. Got it?
Yes, sir. I'll go with you.
Bad, eh?
Couldn't be much worse. I'm not sure I can save her. Let's get her over to the house.
I'll carry her.
I'll help you.
Thanks.
Oh, just a minute. Here he is. Wellman.
Hello, Dr. Wellman. Walter Stewart. Fine, thanks. I'll tell you why I'm calling. Pete Wilson's out of town, and we've got an emergency. I thought maybe you could help us out. Fine. The patient's a full-grown female collie. Wait a minute.
How old is Lassie? About five.
5 years old. That's right. She was apparently hit by a car. No external injuries, but I suspect a concussion and cranial pressure. Yes, all the typical syndromes. Dizziness, bad focus, posterior paralysis. I see. No, I don't think so, but I got a portable X-ray with me. Right? Very good. Thank you, Doctor. Ellen, I need some towels, and George, your razor and some soap. Jeff, you will have to pretty much trust me with Lassie.
No sense kidding you. She may be a badly hurt dog, but I promise you, I'll do my best.
Is it her head?
I'm afraid so. We won't know how serious until we see the X-ray plates.
She isn't going to die, is she?
I hope not. I want you to look at this so you'll understand. You see that thin line? That's a broken bone. Now, that bone is probably pressing on Lassie's brain when affecting the nerves that control her hind legs. You know, the nerves are like telegraph wires that carry messages from the brain. What we're going to try and do is lift that bone.
Then will she be all right?
I think so. Of course, we can't be sure because we don't know how much damage has been done. Now, all we can do is hope for the best.
Let's get out of the doctor's way, boys. Come on. How about a game of checkers? I'll bet I can beat both of you.
I don't feel like it.
Porky?
Mom, why is it taking so long?
It hasn't been very long, dear. It just seems that way.
She's gonna be all right, Jeff. I got a feeling. sure.
I don't know how to thank you.
Golly, I'm happy.
Maybe you won't be when you see my bill.
Deal?